So from what I'm understanding, and again, I'm still doing research on this, but you would need people to go and make sure that, you know, life jackets are in good working condition, right? They're not torn or ripped. And then the kiosk gets set up.
Now, have you talked to the municipality, Central Elgin, about this?
Not yet. I'm really just starting with this, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, how much I'm doing on my own versus working with Mary Kate and Nathan. I don't want to overstep, but I mean, I've told them I'm happy to move this along and just keep going. So, well, it's really important to me with what happened with Ryan. I don't want anything like this to ever happen again. And unfortunately, you know, from everything I've been hearing and talking about, like, there's just not, life jackets are just not something that's been pushed, right? Like, nobody wants to make it mandatory. And I can understand that. But I mean, if you're in a tippy boat on a body of water and, you know, 48% of drownings are done in a pond or a small body of water, I mean, I think then that should raise some awareness, and then also showing that, you know, Port Stanley's got a huge body of water with rip currents and all of that.